Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this series of messages, God, that you have put in our spirits and our hearts to minister and to preach. And God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, anoint here in this service today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory to God. According to the word of God, he gave the Holy Ghost, amen, in Acts, amen, chapter 1, verse 8. But you receive power afterwards. The Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses, amen, unto me, both in Jerusalem and into Judea and into Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. This is the promise that God's word is made to us today, amen, that if we receive the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, we're going to be witnesses, amen. We're going to have the power to witness. The Holy Ghost gives us the power to witness, amen. You know, in days past when we didn't have the Spirit of God, it was hard to talk about God, amen. But when God filled us with his Spirit, then it's what we wanted to talk about. We could walk up to a stranger and talk to him about the Lord. We could tell somebody that they need Jesus, amen. For it is the power of God, amen, to witness, amen. Now, I want to deal today on the purposes, amen, the purposes of the Holy Ghost. There was a reason why which God gave the Holy Ghost, amen. And first of all, we covered it there in Acts 1 and 8. It was power to witness, amen. But the word of God says, amen, that it is to draw all men to Christ, amen. In John chapter 6, verse 44, John chapter 6, verse 44, to draw all men unto Christ. Amen. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last days. Amen. This is the promise of the word of God, because you know God told us he didn't want us to be ignorant about certain things of the word of God, amen. And we know in the scriptures when the man or woman, whichever it may be, when we die, we're laid to rest, amen. But God said in the last days, I'm going to raise him up, amen. So we can understand that don't mean that the soul sleeps. There's some people have preached soul sleep and until the time of the resurrection. But the Bible says to be absent body, to be present with the Lord. So the promise of God allows us to know, amen, that God is going to raise, amen, him up. He's going to raise us up just as he raised Christ up, amen. Remember the story, amen, about 3 days, three nights, God raised him up. Everything in the word of God, God set an example, amen, so that we can know that he'd keep his word. He was able to be victorious over death, hell, and the grave. You and I today are victorious over death, hell, and the grave, amen. Same spirit that raised Jesus up is the same spirit going to raise us up. Amen. And in that last day, amen, the Bible, oh, glory to God. The word of God tells us, amen, when that day that the Lord, amen, calls for his people, amen, and we're going to be raised up, those who are alive and remain, and those that went on to be with the Lord, the spirit is going to be reunited with the carcass, and it's going to be changed in a moment of twinkling eye and be raised to be with the Lord. Amen. What's the working? What's going to bring all this about? Holy Ghost power of God. Amen. He's going to do that through his spirit. Amen. So we don't have nothing to worry about. Amen. Just stay in Christ. You win. Amen. Just keep holding on to his hand. You win. Amen. Just keep fighting a good fight of faith and you're an overcomer. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, because he has given us the power to overcome. We are victorious. Amen. In him. Amen. There's no weapon formed against us that's going to prosper. Every old tongue that's raised up against us, amen. Well, our righteousness in God's going to put it to silence and shame, because we got the victory in the Lord and we're going to overcome the powers of darkness and the powers of hell. Amen. How? Through the working of the Holy Ghost that drawed us to God, the Holy Ghost that's going to keep us, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Glory to God, amen. But he plainly said it, except the Father draw, amen, which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. Why? Again, I say it. He was able to do it because he could raise Christ. Christ was raised. Amen. And because of that, he's able to raise you and I. Amen. The word of God says in John 14 and 16, he's the comfort. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, the word tells us so plainly that he had to go away so the comforter could come. Amen. And the word says, amen, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Amen. Forever is a long time. Amen. Forever is from now to never, never. Amen. It's a never, never end. Amen. And we will be with the Lord in his presence. Amen. And it will be endless. Amen. And God, according to his word, amen, he said, you know, while he was here on this earth, amen, he was in a bodily form and he couldn't be present with everybody, amen, at one time. You can prove that, amen, through the word of God, amen. Well, when Lazarus had passed away, amen, they had questioned why that the Lord wasn't there. You know, if he'd have been there, he wouldn't have died, but the Lord wasn't there. But when he got there, he took care of the situation. Amen. He took care of the situation. He brought him forth. Amen. But there's an example of how that he could not be everywhere at one time. But in the Holy Ghost, when Jesus, amen, ascended back into the heavens and took his position in heaven, then he said, amen, I'll pray the Father and we'll send the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he will be a comfort. Amen. So through pain, through sorrow, through sickness, through whatever come, he's our comfort. Amen. Amen. He's everything we need. Amen. He's the stay in the midst of the battle. Amen. He's that which that rock we're standing on. He's everything we need. Jesus. Amen. Manifested the fullness of God to each individual through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Bodily form, he could not be present with all of us at one time. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, his spirit, he's able to be with us all simultaneously at one time. We all can talk to him at one time. Millions of people can talk to him at one time. And we can have fellowship with him through the spirit. Amen. We thank the internet something. Amen. God had a listen. God had a system way before the internet. Amen. You can go online with God. Amen. From day one. Amen. You don't get a bill. Amen. You don't get a bill at the end of the month because it was paid for at Calvary. Amen. He said, if you tarry at Jerusalem, amen, you are going to receive this power. Then you're going to be that witness. Amen. So to draw, to comfort, amen. Now then, John 15 and 26 says, amen, he's going to testify of Jesus. Amen. But when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth, amen, from the Father, he shall testify me. The Holy Ghost of God is not going to edify or glorify himself. The Holy Ghost of God is going to glorify God, amen, going to draw men to Jesus, going to testify of him, amen, and going to do the works, amen, that were in that God has foreordained that he would do, to draw all men, to be a comfort to all men, amen, and to testify and bring forth everything that Jesus said, to bring those words, amen, to our ears, amen, to the hearts and the believers, amen, that would receive them, amen. Then us preachers really like this one. This comes out of John 14, amen, in verse 26, amen. And we really like this one. This is the one the preachers, amen, if they get into it. Some preachers never get into it, amen. They never find out that God will anoint them, amen. But in John 14 and 26, it says these words, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach. Amen. The Holy Ghost will be a teacher. Amen. Now, we won't have the time to get into all the aspects of it, but this is one of the things when the Word of God says that you know, you reach that place that no man can teach you. Amen. Some people take that out of context and say, God said we don't never need a man to teach us. That's not correct. But there's a place in the Holy Ghost, amen, that man can't teach you. It's got to be taught to you and manifested in you by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I can't teach it to you. Nobody else can teach it to you. It's got to be manifested in the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the ways I've explained it to people is like riding a bicycle. Can you teach, amen, someone to ride a bicycle? No, you cannot teach somebody to ride a bicycle. You can teach them all the techniques, but they've got to experience, amen, what it takes themselves. They got to climb on the seat. They got to take the pedals. They got to take the handlebars. They got to learn to balance it. They got to move it for it. Amen. They got to go through all, you can teach them all the steps of it. Amen. And that's a good example, and I use that. It's kind of a simple example, but that's what a parable is anyway. Amen. A parable is something, amen, that is brought to you in an understanding where you can understand it, amen, to reveal to you a greater knowledge in something spiritual. Amen. Jesus didn't speak nowhere without he used parables. Amen. So I bring it as a parable. Amen. But as you know, when you ride a bicycle, as somebody teaches you all the steps, amen, kind of holds on to you a little bit, amen, until you have your balance to where you can go ahead and do it yourself. That's what God's plan is. We learn from teachers. We learn from preachers. We listen to the Word of God. We study, amen. But then the Holy Ghost comes to you, amen. And he teaches you the deep things of God. He searches, amen, to know the deep things of God, amen. And he reveals them to you, amen. Glory to God. And he will bring, amen, glory to God. He teaches you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, whatsoever Jesus said, the Holy Ghost work is to bring it to us, amen, and remembrance, amen. Then the Word of God tells me in John 16 and 13 that he's going to lead and guide you into all truths. The Holy Ghost will not lead you into false doctrine. The Holy Ghost will not lead you into a lie. The Holy Ghost will not, amen, take you down a wrong road or a false road. If you go down the wrong road, it's because you went there out of your own ignorance, amen. The Holy Ghost will not lead you. Amen. He will not lead you. Somebody said, well, you know, the Lord told me and led me that these two people, you know, said to me, the Lord has led us to where to be married. Well, both of them was married to somebody else. I said, that's the devil. That's not the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost will not lead you something that's contrary to this book. Amen. He will only lead you in truths. Amen. Then the Word of God says, amen. There again, under the witness, amen, he will be a witness. The Holy Ghost will be a witness of everything Jesus said. But also, according to the Word of God, the Holy Ghost will give us power to witness. And we started the thought today with that understanding. Amen. In Acts 1 and 8, amen, you shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. And that's the power to witness personally. Amen. God filled me with the Holy Ghost and I ain't never shut up since. Amen. I was a shy, real shy person. Didn't have much to say. Amen. But after the Holy Ghost come on me, I could, amen, stand before thousands. I could minister. I could preach. I could teach. I could say or do anything. Amen, that I need to do. Now then, another working of the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost will reprove the world of sin. Amen. John, amen, chapter 16 and verse 8, and we pick up in that verse 8, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness, amen, and of judgment. He's going to reprove the world of sin. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the reason most of the church, amen, that's the reason a lot of organizations don't want to believe in the Holy Ghost. Because when you believe in the Holy Ghost, amen, he will come and clean up, amen. Holy Ghost will lead you to clean up your act. The Holy Ghost will give you strength to clean up your act. The Holy Ghost will give you power over sin, amen. For he come to reprove the world of sin, amen. Glory to God. Then, as we said, he will be a witness of Christ. He will be to you and I, he will be the power to witness, amen, to bring about salvation. And it's impossible to be saved unless the Spirit draw us, amen. And then when we are saved, in verse 8, we could spend a whole session on verse 8 or on point 8. Amen. I'm making the different points here. Amen. It's on verse 13 of Ephesians 1 and 13. Amen. And the eighth point I want to make to you today is to seal our salvation. Amen. To seal our salvation. It is most misunderstood, probably, of any of the things I would say this morning. This is very misunderstood among some believers. Amen. But Ephesians 1 and 13, in whom ye also trusted, and that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, amen, after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Now, some people go as far to say you're sealed by the Holy Ghost, and that is like a guarantee that you're sure to go to heaven. Well, it is. But you got to take the whole sum total of the book. You can't waller in sin and fall back to say, well, I'm sealed in the Holy Ghost and God's going to take me to heaven even though I'm committing adultery with somebody. That is a lie of the devil. The Holy Ghost will not lead you into an untruth. Only when a man is drawn away by the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life does men sin. Greed is a pride of life. Amen. Greed is the thing that gets as many people as anything else. Greed probably gets more people than the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. Greed, amen, literally comes in, amen, and that old proud spirit, amen, that old pride of life, I'm going to be as good as everybody else. I'm going to show everybody else that I'm something, I'm this, I'm that. The Holy Ghost will make you humble, amen, and the Holy Ghost, amen, will not puff you up, amen, and make you proud within yourself, amen. It'll lift you up in Jesus. Amen. And when I'm used of the anointing, when that gift of the anointing moves, amen, it makes me humble. I feel so insignificant that God would choose to come and move. Amen. If you've got a spirit that lifts you up and puffs you up, amen, then that's not the right spirit. That's not the one that God sends. Amen. Amen. But we are sealed unto the day, you know, of redemption by the Holy Ghost. But we're sealed with the conditions of the Word of God. You know, if we are living Christian life, but we still choose to partake of sin every day, amen, then we're not letting the Holy Ghost do the work, because he come to reprove you, amen, of your sins. Amen. He come to give you power to overcome your sins. Amen. And God, by his anointing, by his Holy Ghost Spirit, amen, he wants to reprove you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. And then in Ephesians 4 and 30, amen, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. See, grieve not the Spirit. See, all the way throughout the Word of God in the Old Testament, go all the way back to when Noah was building the ark and he preached the flood was coming, those people grieved the Spirit of God. Amen. They grieved God. Amen. And God let them be destroyed. Amen. when the flood came. Amen. Well, people say, well, you know, under the New Testament, we are sealed and that can't happen again. Amen. Well, why did God say, amen, if a man sin willfully after he come to the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for him. Amen. That means the blood won't cover that sin anymore, and it's going to be charged to you when you stand before God. One of the most damnable doctrines on the face of the earth today, one of the doctrines that's far worse than almost any other false doctrine in the world, is a doctrine that says, I am totally 100% sealed, and I can do anything I want to. I can sin. I can commit adultery. I can do anything. I heard one of the national preachers, amen, stand on television a few years back and say, I can lie, cheat, steal, commit adultery, do anything I want to. And more or less, he said he was sealed. There's no place in the pulpit for any hogwash like that, and that's what it's called. That's kind of a country term, amen, but a lot of folks of us are country folks, amen, and it's just plain where it's at, amen. We are sealed in the condition that we take care of our part. Now, we can't work good enough to be saved, but once we get saved, amen, don't throw the works out to the window. Amen. See, a lot of people teach that, well, God drawed you, and once he drawed you, once he saved you, he sealed you, and nothing else matters. That's not correct. Amen. He saved us, amen, to good works. He give us the right to pray and seek the face of God and to get forgiveness. Amen. And God will forgive. Somebody said, well, you mean I've got to ask him every time I sin? That's what the book says. Amen. That's what the book says. What's the hard about that? Amen. What's the hard about following what the book says when the Holy Ghost is going to help you? Amen. The Holy Ghost is going to convict you when it's sin. He's going to give you, amen, power. Amen. To overcome it, he's going to give you the power for that to be reproved, amen. And his light is greater than the darkness, amen. But what's proved in the world today that men have chose darkness rather than light? They are lovers of darkness rather than light, amen. We appreciate, amen, the opportunity to discuss this topic today, amen, and we will continue for the next several weeks on the subject of the Holy Ghost and the working of it, amen. We covered 8 aspects today of what the Holy Ghost does, the purpose of it, amen, and we'll continue on in our next session. God love you. We ask God in Jesus' name for the man that's listening to today or listening to the recording of this, it'll be played, amen. God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you save, God, that you cleanse, amen. You let the work of these scriptures become a reality in the hearts of believers in Jesus' name, amen and amen.